Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week's program is coming to you from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You might be able to hear the cars in the background. In fact, I'm finishing it up while the race is still in progress. I've been here since last week following the news and announcements about the Indy Racing League converting to a blend of ethanol fuel this year. My coverage on AgWired, as well as our alternative fuels news site, that's domesticfuel.com, has been sponsored by the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, which is involved in the sponsorship of the Ray Hall Letterman Racing Team, and especially the number 17 ethanol car driven by Jeff Simmons. Unfortunately, the car went out of the race in lap 152. I don't know the reason, but Jeff is okay, just fine. But as I've had people point out to me many times, ethanol wins no matter which car crosses the finish line. I blogged this event for the first time last year for Epic, and to find out how things are going for the organization and the industry, I interviewed Epic Executive Director Tom Selenica on our way to the Indy Parade yesterday. So let's listen. We're here at Indy 500, getting ready for the 90th running of the race, and for ethanol, or team ethanol, this is race number two. We were here last year for the first time, and I think it might be interesting to get your perspective on how things have gone with this whole involvement with the Indy Racing League, which got started last year.
I think we have to look at this in terms of national movements. And what's occurring here at the Indianapolis 500 is really the icing on the cake for what has occurred over the last few months. Ethanol has gotten a lot of attention lately, but now here at the Indianapolis 500, the world's largest spectator, one-day spectator sporting event, the E is everywhere. And people are coming up and asking me and all of our representatives, where can I get an E? It's just amazing what's occurring here.
So one of the purposes of the involvement initially was, of course, to get more awareness for the fuel, for the fact, the things that it can offer to, you know, the American public and to our country.
You know, it's like they say in the industry, it's been a perfect storm. We've had everything align for ethanol to gain awareness. There's still a lot of consumers out there that don't know what it is, and certainly there's a lot of work to be done as far as making sure that they're actually choosing the product at the pump. Because, you know, there's promotion and then there's actual purchases, and we need to get to actual purchases. But as far as the promotion goes, man, it just couldn't be better. We're tipping the charts on all of the trend lines, on all of the research. We're tipping the charts in a big way, and I think the ethanol industry has to be proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
Well, I get comments on our website about, in fact, one of them was interesting. Somebody commented on this IRL relationship with the ethanol industry, and they said, you know, it's just a bunch of hype and promotion. Well, my answer to that was, duh, of course it is. Isn't that the purpose?
Well, of course there is a great deal of promotion involved in this. But the difference between what we've done here with the IRL and, let's say, Tide on the side of a NASCAR. Now, Tide has it's a very well-documented marketing story of what they were able to do by marketing with NASCAR. And hats off to them. But we took it even a step further. Not only are we on the side of the car, but we're fueling all of the cars. And you know what? This race is all about performance. And they would not have, for no matter how much money, chosen a fuel that was going to jeopardize the performance of these cars.
Yeah, you're looking at such high-performance engines that are out here, these Honda engines, that is one of the key things that can be demonstrated on a track on this type of venue for this type of product.
That's correct. Honda, you know, they don't lose it too much of anything, and they never would have jeopardized their engines this race. You know, the multi millions of dollars of investment to get to this level of motorsports just for a simple sponsorship. Ethanol performs. It performs at the highest level, and it performs for passenger cars on an equal basis. And that's what this is really all about.
This is allowing you to help get that message out there, and you know, I think it might be interesting to give us a little perspective on some of the ways that you have been able, since the start of this, to continue to get that educational message out to the public.
Well, of course, performance has been our number one platform over the last 12 months. And the reason for that is that we did extensive consumer research to find out how people felt about the product. And that research was done 12 months ago. And then they said, look, we need to make sure that it performs. And so we went out and we have race cars in multiple series burning ethanol. We've got everything from airplanes to snowmobiles running major competitions and winning with ethanol. And of course, the Indy is the darling of all of those. As we evolve, we're also moving into the area of making sure that our friends who are environmentally more conscious understand that this helps them as well as working with the folks that are working on rural and urban economics. We've got several studies out that talk about not just rural economics, but urban economics driven by ethanol. So it's a well-rounded platform. We're here at the Indianapolis 500 to put an explanation point onto performance. And I think it's working in a big way.
Well, having interviewed a couple of the Ray Hall Letterman drivers, Danica, and hearing Buddy Rice talk, it was interesting getting their personal perspective of having this sponsor with this that's actually the fuel they're driving. And one of the first things they mentioned was the environmental value and benefit that comes from using this fuel.
We're reducing CO2 emissions dramatically by just the use of 10% blend, and as those blends increase all the way up to E85, we're just giving the consumers a better package. We are changing people's lives. We're reducing the amount of asthma-causing particles in our air by the use of ethanol. We're reducing CO2 matter. We are helping with the economy. This story goes on and on and on, and it truly is that good. In fact, that's probably one of the most dramatic things about this product. If you ask the race car drivers, if you ask the team owners, if you ask the IRL, what do you think about this sponsorship? They say, you know what? The guys are great to work with. It's a good sponsorship package. But for once, this is something that we really believe in. And they don't say that just every day.
Yeah, and that's what's impressed me in hearing them, because they're driving on it and they can personally vouch for this, you know. On Carb Day yesterday, I just happened to notice, maybe I should have seen this before, but a car comes racing by and it's got Ethanol Brazil on it, bright colored, very colorful car that I'm going to have to go do a little research on. But maybe you know a little bit about the fact that we've got what looks like an Ethanol Brazil car out there.
Well, as we all know, Brazil is a leader in ethanol, although the United States has surpassed them, so we are the number one. However, Brazil has been there a long time, and they've known the performance of ethanol. What's important about this is that even a global leader in ethanol outside of the United States understands the value of a sponsorship at the IRL, at the Indianapolis 500. The beautiful tie-in with this is there are several great, in fact, probably the most winning drivers here at the IRL through this season are Brazilian. And Brazil understands ethanol, and they also understand the value. Why else would an international company be here at an American race if it weren't going to get the eyes of the entire world?
Well, as we look to next year, which is going to be basically 100% ethanol in these cars, what do you hope to see happen between now and then in terms of the relationship with IRL? How do you see that developing?
We've had such a tremendous start here this year promoting the fact that the IRL has gone to 10%. I asked them directly, I said, how are we going to top this? And they looked me right in the eye and they said, next year will be twice as good. Because when we move to 100%, that's when the technology really meets the road. At 10% blend, methanol is the major component this year. We know that ethanol is performing because the first two races of this year, they set track records. So the first time ethanol was run, they set track records. So we know it works at 10%. When it hits 100%, there'll be no question that we have that this is the fuel of today, not the fuel of tomorrow.
What else do you want people to know about how Epic has evolved and what it's doing today in being able to get out, accomplish its mission and its objectives?
the ethanol industry is certainly on a tremendous roll, and there are stories everywhere. Again, it is the perfect storm. But we all have to realize that this is a very, very competitive field in which the ethanol industry has entered. Oil industries have dominated this marketplace since its inception, and they're not going to willingly give us a lot of market share. The ethanol industry has to stand up and prove to consumers that this is the alternative that they want. We have to do it in a unified fashion, and that's why we've come together, and that's why all of our partners and all of the vendors have come together to make promotional efforts like this really work.
That's Tom Salenica, Executive Director of EPIC. I'm looking forward to more coverage of Team Ethanol sponsored by EPIC, starting with the IRL race in Kansas City. That's in just a few weeks. You'll be able to follow all the action right here on AgWired and sister site Domestic Fuel. That's all for this Zimcast. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.